In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So today we have our second parable in as many weeks. Last Sunday was the parable of the sower. Today is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. It's a lengthy parable with many, many lessons in it. The rich man lives in a gated mansion, feasting every single day, lacking nothing, at least materially speaking, having all his physical needs more than met. And at his gate lies a poor, homeless beggar, hungry, inadequate clothes, poor health, covered in sores that the feral dogs come and lick. And in the story, both men die. The poor man probably from malnutrition and disease. The rich man probably, who knows what, cholesterol. But either way, they both die, and there's a lesson in that. But in the afterlife, the soul of the poor man dwells in paradise with Abraham and all the saints, while the soul of the rich man experiences torment and is alone. Now, a lot more happens in the parable, but this is the central part of the story. Now, right off the bat, we do need to understand something. The Holy Fathers are clear. The poor man was not saved just by being poor. The poverty alone will not save a soul. But it's because he was patient in his affliction. He was brave in his circumstances, and he was faithful to God even in his discomfort. And likewise, the rich man was not condemned just because he was wealthy, but because he was indifferent to the sufferings of a stranger, because he was indifferent to the sufferings of his neighbor, this man that lay at his very gate. So with this in mind, today I'd like to cover just one of the many things revealed to us in this parable. The particular lesson I'd like to cover is revealed in the names of the two characters. And we know this is important because of all Christ's parables he ever taught, this is the only parable in which anyone is named, which anyone's given a name. It's the only one he has. So names are clearly important. So what was the poor man's name? What was the poor man's name? Well, with the parable called The Rich Man and Lazarus, it's pretty easy to remember the poor man's name. The poor man's name is Lazarus. This is not to be confused with the Lazarus Jesus raised in the Gospel of John. They just happened to have the same name, a common name back then. But the poor man's name is Lazarus. So what is the rich man's name? What was the rich man's name? Now, we went over this parable in youth group this past Wednesday. And I asked them what the rich man's name was. And after scouring the story for a couple minutes, they soon realized that it was a trick question. It's a trick question. The rich man has no name. The rich man is not given a name. And to be clear, Jesus gave the rich man no name on purpose. On purpose. It was not just an oversight. In doing so, Jesus turned our normal use of names on its head. What do I mean by that? Well, in nearly every human society, when something happens, good or bad, when something happens to someone, if it happens to a rich person or a famous person or a powerful person, we all hear about it. It's reported. It's discussed. We remember their name. We just do. That's what happens in societies. If it's not a famous or rich or powerful person, we don't give all that attention. We just simply don't. No, for example, when a rich or powerful person dies, right, it's in the news, we talk about it, we hear responses from other powerful and famous people. You know, they say things like, so-and-so will be deeply missed, they contributed this and that to society. When a homeless man or a poor inner-city woman dies, if it makes the news at all, very few care. And certainly no one remembers the name. This isn't just modern America. This is human society around the world since the beginning of time. This is who we are as people. And in a single parable, Jesus turns that on its head. Jesus says, no. In this parable, when the two men die, it's the poor, unhealthy, homeless man who has a name to be remembered, and it's the rich, powerful one who is forgotten. And that's because the Lord's values are different than the world's values on who is worthy to be remembered by name. Now again, the rich man is not forgotten because he was rich per se, but because he was indifferent to the sufferings of his fellow humans. You know, nothing makes us less Christ-like than indifference, than being indifferent to the suffering of a stranger, another human being. And so he gets no name in this story. Now, names are more than just a group of sounds we use to get each other's attention, right? A name has presence. Your name has presence. A name has value. A name means something. A name is identity. A name is part of your personhood. You know, parents spend months considering and ruminating and even debating what name to give their baby because a name even has power. A name also means connection. A name means connection. When God appears to Moses in the burning bush, right, he calls Moses by name. He says, Moses, Moses. He says it twice. Moses, in turn, asks God, what's your name? What's your name? We need to know your name. God says, my name is I Am. So they were connected by knowing each other's names. When Jesus raises the other Lazarus from the dead, he calls him out of the grave by name. He says, Lazarus, come forth. In fact, today, to this day in the church, we remember the departed by name. We had a memorial service last week. We're having another one this week. We will remember the people by name. When Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene after his resurrection, he calls her by name, Mary, he says. And she recognizes him because he uses her name. When Paul is on the road to Damascus persecuting Christians, Jesus appears from heaven, knocks him off his horse, and blinds him, and he calls him by name because he's making a connection. He's not just harming him, he's making a connection. He says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? With a name, there is even reconciliation and redemption. Did you ever notice when you're really mad at somebody or if you're really hurt by somebody, you don't even like to say their name. You always say, you know, so-and-so. You put in a euphemism. You don't even like to say their name. It feels like it's awkward to use that person's name because a name does mean remembrance and a name does mean connection. And if we're at odds with someone, it's hard to say their name. So when Jesus doesn't give the rich man a name, it's saying something. It's saying something. Saint Theophylact says, the rich man having no name means he is not worthy to be remembered by God. Yeah, ouch. Not worthy to be remembered by God. That's not what we want to hear on Judgment Day. Hey, you. You know, it means something when God uses a name. In our world, the rich and the powerful are remembered. The poor and the unhealthy are forgotten. Jesus teaches us in one parable, with the simple use of names, that the kingdom of heaven turns that on its head. The kingdom of heaven is different. The kingdom of heaven is the opposite. In the kingdom of heaven, in the sight of God, nothing will get your name more thoroughly forgotten than being indifferent to the sufferings of others. While the unhealthy, the poor, the patient, the faithful, the caring, and the compassionate will be not only blessed, but eternally remembered by name. Amen.